We're speaking with Lisa Brennan, the executive director of the Western Regional Area Health Education Center, which is part of Western Michigan University's College of Health and Human Services. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about the new Health Careers Pipeline program. What is it and what is it intended to do?
So the Health Careers Pipeline program is a partnership between the College of Health and Human Services at Western Michigan University, the Michigan State University College of Human Medicine, and then the Medical Staff Services of Spectrum Health. And what we're doing is we are working with underrepresented minority students in Kent County and Newaygo County to expose them to careers in healthcare, health and human service careers, rather, to prepare them for college and to just overall create a pipeline for careers in healthcare so that our healthcare facilities have the next generation of employees and a well-educated, well-rounded pool to hire from.
What exactly will the high school students, I believe they're freshmen and sophomores in high school, what will they actually experience if they are in this program?
Correct. They are 9th and 10th grade students, and they will be doing a lot of, well, first of all, let me go back, Andy. The program was originally designed to be a face-to-face in-person program, but because of COVID, we're creating a virtual event that is 7 weeks in duration. It meets once a week and for about 90 minutes on Monday evenings. And the 9th and 10th grade students will be working with medical students from MSU College of Human Medicine and then undergraduate mentors from a couple different post-secondary institutions in the area. And they'll do hands-on activities that expose them to actual activities that health and human service providers would be doing in their day-to-day job, along with activities that will be educational for them to carry into their future with life, potential life saving, responding to life threatening conditions. So recognizing stroke, recognizing heart attack, using a stethoscope to listen to their heart, checking their pulse, doing some suturing. We'll send out suturing kits to the students. So again, exposing them to actual activities that will be done in the careers when hopefully they turn into health and human service professionals.
Is this beyond interesting them in, you know, becoming doctors and nurses?
Absolutely. So doctors and nurses, of course. However, we are going to have them look at what social workers do in a medical setting, speech, language, audiology. So our hearing science specialists, public health professionals, blindness and low vision, working with people who are living with vision loss, physician assistants. So all of the careers that they could go into, dental. So more than just doctors and nurses for sure.
Now, you mentioned that these students will be coming from Kent and Newaygo counties. Why those two counties in particular?
So we wanted to take a look at underrepresented from rural areas and from urban and suburban areas. So we have some wonderful partnerships up in Newaygo County. So we selected two high schools to participate in Newaygo County, giving us the rural perspective, because being in a rural area gives different roadblocks sometimes to higher education and access to career readiness and exposure to health and human service programs versus the obstacles that some of the students may see in more of an urban or suburban setting, which are the two schools that we've selected in Kent County.
And can you tell exactly which schools are involved?
Yes. So the Kent County School, we are working with White Cloud and Hesperia. And the Kent County Schools, we're working with Innovation Central and Ottawa Hills.
And when you say underserved students, who exactly are we talking about?
So we're looking at students of color, and we're looking at students who are living with physical disabilities. We're looking at students who are in our rural areas or again, even the suburban urban areas where their high schools might not have access to exposing them to different activities beyond the classroom that would lend themselves to exposing them to careers in healthcare.
I believe that these students will be working with undergraduates at Western and Grand Valley, I believe, Grand Valley State University. Why is it felt that, pairing a high school student with an undergraduate at Western or Grand Valley, how is that going to be helpful, do you think?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So we're using the undergraduate mentors in a one-to-one mentee-mentor relationship. The undergraduate mentors aren't that much older than our mentees, and so there'll be a relatable aspect. There'll also be mentors who come from similar backgrounds as our 9th and 10th grade students. So they've already gone through high school, they've gotten into college, they're studying in their health or human service program in undergrad. And so the relatability of that and the mentorship that will happen, because these are mirror image mentee mentor individuals, we have found that there's a evidence-based research supporting the mentee and mentor relationships for such a project.
With the COVID pandemic still underway, at least anecdotally, we're hearing that some people in healthcare are leaving because of various reasons, including not feeling safe. Do you think that it's going to be a challenge to get younger people interested in, careers at this particular time?
There is a risk. There are first line responders, our first responders, and they do take risks. And, we thank them all for their service. But it's important. The pandemic is going to resolve. We will have a vaccine. We will reach herd immunity, and we will be back to normal. But healthcare is far beyond just taking care of this pandemic. It's a huge part of public health, and it's important that we educate and train the next generation of health and human service providers so that we have good quality care that's accessible to everybody, whether you're in a rural area, you're in an urban area. And so we still see a lot of people going into health and human service careers. And also, it's something that you go to college for, and you come out and there's a job waiting for you. Public health alone will be hiring over the next few years over 150,000 jobs across the country. So there will be a demand for these jobs. They make a great wage, very sustainable wage when they graduate with their degree. So we'll still see a high demand for students going into these careers, for sure.
And as we wrap up here, anything you wanted to add that we haven't touched on yet?
Just how thankful we are to have this partnership. This is actually a 5-year partnership with Medical Staff Services of Spectrum Health. They've sponsored our program so that we can serve students, underrepresented students, for the next 5 years with this program. We hope to bring it back to an in-person project, report some longitudinal data, and show that programs like this really, really do impact, successfully impact the outcomes, and get our students into furthering their education after high school.
Lisa Brennan is the executive director of the Western Regional Area Health Education Center at Western Michigan University's College of Health and Human Services. Thank you so much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you very much, Andy.